this edition of In Focus, we'll take a closer look at the consequences of low-intensity Kashmir conflict and its impact on the children who are born and brought up in an atmosphere which is not conducive for normal human growth.
मैं 3 दिन का था तो मेरे पापा की डेथ हो गई।
More than 2 decades of violence has left nothing untouched in Indian part of Kashmir and has brought untold miseries to the disputed region and its once easygoing society. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in one of the world's longest running separatist insurgencies. A generation grew up amidst a bloody conflict, but children are its worst victims.
Basically, we understand Kashmir is a problem, has been a problem. We have gone through very difficult times. There's militancy, counter-militancy, and a lot of people died for a number of reasons. Sometimes they were killed by militants, sometimes mostly they were killed by security forces. Militants, after all, human beings, well, when you kill someone, it's some human being. Human beings has linkages, family, it disturbs family, it makes people destitute, it makes people orphan. All these has created, this has created tremendous amount of human problems.
In Kashmir Valley, thousands of children have been trapped into the socio-economic and political problem and have been forced to quit studying due to abject poverty and at times ignorance of their parents. And this political scenario of past 2 decades has also given rise to thousands of orphans who have nobody to look after. During the past 21 years of strife, the number of orphan children in Kashmir Valley has swelled. And the beautiful Himalayan region is now dotted with orphanages. The sad part is that there is no official statistics about the number of orphans in Kashmir. However, according to the survey by non-governmental organizations, there are as many as 70 to 100,000 orphans in the region. To know more about the orphans and their conditions, I went to the patron of Jammu and Kashmir Orphan Trust, Zade Tak.
The Jammu and Kashmir Yatim Trust conducted a rough survey in the year 1994. That was a rough survey, and we found that there are no less than 75,000 orphans at that time, 1994. Then it increased, and now there are many NGOs and others working for it, and they have said that this figure is something around 100,000 of orphans.
Mr. Tak has been running an orphanage since 1989, but he admits the mushroom growth of orphans and orphanages since the onset of insurgency in Kashmir.
From 1972 till 1989, we would search for an orphan to get him admitted into the orphanage. But after 89, a sudden change came. The militancy erupted, the violence erupted, and everything got disturbed. We have the turmoil here, and this turmoil, this conflict, that led to creation of this army of orphans and widows. This is the basic cause. Now here, those killings have rendered life a disaster here. That is the basic reason here.
Today, Jammu and Kashmir Orphan Foundation runs 9 orphanages in different districts of Kashmir and 4 craft centers. Press TV team went to one of the orphanages run by the trust, Gulshan Bannath, where there are over 200 orphan girls. Most of them have lost one of their parents due to the scenario created by the political disturbance in the region. And their mothers are unable to fend them as they have no source of income or support. 15-year-old Kausar is living in this orphanage since she was 6-year-old. She says her father was serving the police department of the state, who had later took up arms to fight Indian rule and got killed by army in 1997.
We are 4 sisters. My mother was not able to take care of our education and other expenses, so she got me admitted here so that I can get proper education and exposure.
Though she added, nothing on this earth can replace parental love and care. And if the fate is written like this, how can we change? We have to crave for this love forever.
I get a chance to go home twice a year. When I miss my family, either I see their pictures or call them.
The leading psychiatrist of the region, Mushtaq Margoob, says the overall scenario in the region has left a deep scar on the tender minds, and their faces look no more innocent and gloomy like the children of other parts of the world.
When you talk about the children, specifically, in fact, about a place where the children have been subjected to, or they have witnessed, in fact, a lot of traumatic events, lot of stressors in their life. Rather, they have not lived the normal, as from psychological perspective, if you see it, the normal phases of life. We start in the infancy and then you go, you know, you have physical milestones for a child. And in fact, now that you specifically talked about the death or the violent kind of situations around, that is something which leaves scars in their psyche for their whole life also. This has been seen, studied also, at other places also. So actually the child as an individual and the child as a member of the family or the society, in fact, is in the most disadvantageous position when you consider the scenario that man-made disaster, or even for that matter a natural disaster, leaves its impacts on the psyche of the children.
Mr. Tark said most of the orphans belong to border districts as they were most affected by the turmoil.
There is no two opinion about it, that biggest number of orphans are in the border areas. And most especially, I must say, that Kupwara district is the worst hit area. Every village and every place in district of Kupwara, you'll find hundreds of orphans. May I tell you that we have some of the villages in district of Kupwara where we have found in small villages 100 and 200 and 300 widows. In one village, in small village, there are so many widows, and those widows who have absolutely no source of income.
During our visit to this orphanage, a cultural group from South Korea who were on their cultural mission to Kashmir had come to spend their day with these special children. They played Korean music to entertain them and also taught them the craft of doll making. They believe these children deserve all the happiness as they are the innocent victims of this turmoil.
We came here to share Korean culture with the people of Kashmir, and we especially wanted to visit this special home so that we can entertain these children.
Jeevan
Critical of the government efforts, Mr. Tark says the bureaucratic processes will expand part of ex gratia amount granted by the government, and the employment on the compensate grounds will take years or sometimes decades to materialize. Forsaken by society, orphans in the valley are now left to fend for themselves.
We had enough of stories where we found that these young widows and also those orphans, they were exploited in many ways. Some in the child labor, exploited by way of child labor, small children. Those who should be in the schools, they are in the at the workplaces where their tender souls are being only maltreated and victimized.
However, the government officials say they have been doing their best to rehabilitate these orphans and widows. No doubt a lot of destruction has happened over the past two decades. We have already implemented many schemes, and some of them are yet to be implemented. Due to lack of finance at times and many a times because of inappropriate situation in Kashmir, we will try our best to support these people in coming times. Hakim Javed, in charge of another orphanage run by Help Foundation, says Kashmiris are used to live under the shadow of the gun and the children are deeply traumatized.
It is true that the children due to this turmoil are already frightened and have some psychological problems, as they have seen many hardships after their parents got killed. So they feel very threatened. Whosoever responsible for this orphan population has created a lot of human tragedy to our society.
Naveed Wani lives at Shehjar Orphanage in the outskirts of summer capital of Indian Kashmir. He has been living in this special home since the age of 6. His militant father was killed when he was only 3 days old. He said,
"My mother told me my father went missing for many days, and after 48 days of his death, they found his dead body."
The Help Foundation runs some orphanages and craft centers where they are helping the widows and orphan girls to learn different kinds of crafts so that they can sustain and provide support to their family. Nahida is one such woman working in Shehjar, the craft center. Her husband was killed in a grenade blast at Kashmir's famous Lal Chowk in 2003. Since then, her source of earning is this craft center, and back home, she does some tuition classes.
"I never thought of marrying again because of my children, and for me, it became important to stand by them at a time when their father wasn't around."
Professor Noor Ahmed Baba says orphans are in dire need of rehabilitation. The non-implementation of government promises aggravates their problems. In the absence of any aid, they are forced to suffer. A social stigma gets attached to them, and it pushes them to frustration, anxiety and revenge.
This is a challenge for us. This is a challenge for society, as I said. This is a challenge for leadership on both sides. This is a challenge for the government. See, and this challenge for Indian state, and this I would say a challenge for Pakistani state. Pakistan is caught up in its own problems. Because ultimately, if you allow discontent to grow, we have possibility of discontent going deeper. These children who become young, getting into taking to wrong recourse, wrong actions.
At present, if you see, almost 40% of children that I have studied, and different, there are publications on that, that 40% of them have, in fact, been carrying on the burden of this violent death of a parent, and in the orphanages, I am telling you, and in fact are suffering, some of them are suffering from diagnosable, treatable psychiatric disorders like depression, like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, phobic disorders, panic disorders.
In the year 2003, the prominent British NGO Save the Children carried out a research study revealing that there are about 22,000 child labourers working in only two districts of Kashmir.
The study titled Adfil Gulab, Unbloomed Roses, found that about 19,000 children were working in carpet weaving units in central district of Budgam, while 2,000 to 3,000 children worked in automobile workshops of Srinagar.
Definitely, child labor is an issue in Kashmir, and particularly because of the various reasons. And right now, we are particularly focusing on various issues like child protection. Child protection committee. We are focusing on child protection. And second thing is like education. It's two other things which will reduce the child labor. Definitely, we are working together with the government and with the community together to address that issue, because only Save the Children cannot alone can reduce child labor and all these things. So it's a combination of three.
At a tender age, when children should have been in school preparing themselves for a better tomorrow, there are children in Kashmir working as laborers at different places to feed their families. Most of the children work in carpet weaving factories, embroidery centers, automobile repair workshops, and on the streets as vegetable sellers, bus cleaners, domestic laborers, and many other low-paid jobs. Kashmir Valley, where the scourge of child labor remains unchecked, is not an exception. 9-year-old Amir has quit his studies because of financial problems at home. He has been working in a motor garage over the past 1 year now. Amir says it became important for him to earn because of many problems in the family. However, he wishes to go to school.
I have never been to school. I wish to be there playing with other children. But I have to be at garage from 9 in the morning to 6 in the evening so that I can help my family. And I know I will never get a chance to play like other children.
The violence has taken its toll on people here, inflicting damage which will take many years to repair. Dr. Mushtaq Margoob says prior to 1989, he used to get about 70 patients a day. Today, the figure hovers at 400. Margoob's analysis of patients seeking psychiatric help at general hospitals, private psychiatric clinics, and at the only government-run psychiatric hospital revealed that while in 1980 only 14% suffered from depressive disorders, the figure shot up to 32% in 1989 and has now risen to almost 80%. The number of patients in the 20 to 25 age group is double that of any other group.
See, from a psychological point of view, peace is the ultimate thing that your individual cell wants, that collectively your organs want. And as an individual you want, and collectively the whole family, society wants, because peace ultimately is something which is a mechanism which keeps balance of all those things, and you thrive, whether it is an individual or collectively.
The political disturbance in the region has put pause to the socio-economic growth of the state, which resulted in economic stagnation, underdevelopment and unemployment. Government records say there are about 500,000 unemployed men and women in the state, and this has added to the frustrations of the younger generation. Year 2008, 2009 and 2010 witnessed some biggest anti-India demonstrations, during which thousands of people, mostly young men, took to streets demanding freedom from Indian rule, which later resulted into loss of hundreds of human lives, while security forces used live ammunition to retaliate stone-pelting protesters. Experts say highly frustrated younger generation pelt stones as a result of unfulfilled promises and desires.
They make their own groups, and many a times if negative kind of, you know, thought process starts and the mindset starts, the anger, aggression, deprivation, depression either gets directed against your own self, and all self-destructive activities, including the drug abuse or drug use, is very common and predominant under such situations, and that is what has happened here also, because the risk-taking behavior has been seen to be grossly getting increased in youngsters, in children, and in fact sometimes it may not be in conformity with what has been reported at other places.
He added post-traumatic stress disorder is a new phenomenon and is largely seen in children belonging to the age group of 12 to 16 years. Another area which is a cause for concern is of drug abuse by children below the age of 16 years. The problem is also assuming a serious shape in view of reports of smuggling of huge quantities of heroin and use of cough syrups and other derivatives by the younger population in the state.
Drug abuse, okay, that is a negative coping mechanism, and the child or the adolescent wants to forget about everything. Otherwise, also drug-related problems are common in this age group because of peer pressure, because of, curiosity and so many other things. But here this has been most of the times the trauma. The child is not able to forget this event. And then another friend tells him, yes, I had also been through it, or I have also been through it, and now I am using this and this substance. Why don't you also use this substance? Here it is, in fact, in one district, it is even 6% of opiates are being, and on an average, if you take all the districts together, it is 3.8% of population using opiates at one or the other stage as a kind of almost a regular basis.
While experts believe teaching and treatment centers have a role and need improvement, the general consensus is that a change in the environment can provide the best deterrent against the psychosomatic diseases.
Creating huge problem means at least it requires a lot of capacity, a lot of planning, a lot of resources to address them, which we don't have. We don't have even conscience. Our leadership has not even imagination of doing it. So it is partly because of the lack of imagination, lack of planning, lack of resources, and the hugeness of the problem which took us tremendous attention and resources, which possibly as a society we don't have.
In Kashmir, where the strife and conflict has vastly affected the behavioral tendencies of the general public, children have been deprived of suitable outlets for a harmonious growth. Gardens and parks, picnic and pleasure spots are galore, but the environment has reduced them to the objects of nightmare. Similarly, closure of recreational centers and vast destruction around have led to suppressed wishes, and constructive activities are largely absent.
Who will understand the pain of these victims, and who will heal the scars of violence in Kashmir, where residents are still fighting post-traumatic stress disorder and childhood still remains an easy target of the dispute, world's longest pending dispute. Thanks for watching In Focus here on Press TV. See you next time. Till then, goodbye.